Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Second down and 6. Cousins to Thompson again. Chris Thompson stays on his feet. He's in. Touchdown.
We're singing, hey, you can't count us out.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins' long touchdown yesterday. What a play by Chris Thompson, taking on a couple of would-be tacklers in the middle of the field with that 5-7 frame. Kirk joins us after every game, every Monday throughout the football season, win or loss, exclusively here on 106.7 The Fan, and he's on the hotline now. Kirk, let's get your opening thoughts. What went wrong early offensively? Why couldn't you guys get a little more momentum going, and what'd you think of the game big picture?
Yeah, obviously big picture, tough one, as you are after any loss in the NFL, but, you know, home game, division game, I think we all feel like there were plays that each of us had a chance to make that if we had made them, you know, could be the difference in the game, and you add them all up and feel like, you know, all of them were, had a critical role in the game. And then early on, you know, I think we didn't get going for a variety of reasons. I think each drive is different. You know, we had a 3rd and 11, we converted, and then we had another 3rd and long and we weren't able to convert. And, you know, then you get the sack fumble and we're at midfield and we have a chance there to maybe get in field goal range, even if we don't get the first down there, but we fumble there and get the ball back. So it's a variety of reasons, penalties, different things, and, you know, put us behind and put us in a tough spot.
Kirk, Philadelphia's got a pretty good defense. They showed it last year and they made some improvements to that defense. How much of you guys' struggles, especially early, was due to them, what they were doing, versus you guys and maybe some opportunities left on the table?
Oh, it's always a little bit of both, but you got to give credit to the Eagles in terms of their pass rush. They were getting after it all day. I think, you know, they were doing a good job putting pressure on our offensive line, on our tight ends and protection. You know, for example, the deep pass to Terrell Pryor in the end zone that we didn't connect on, you know, it wouldn't have mattered if we had because there was a holding call. And we can say, oh, that's a penalty, that's our fault. But it's also a really, really good rush by Brandon Graham. And he's making it tough on our guys to hold up in protection without holding. So it goes both ways where you say, man, if we just don't hold there, if we just make the play. But at the same time, you know, those guys are paid too. And they were doing a great job coming after me all day and creating a lot of chaos in the backfield.
Kirk, I want you to tell me if I'm off base here, but this is my perception from just some limited preseason play in yesterday. The protection has regressed in some capacity, and I also think maybe the ball's in your hand a little bit longer than it was. I'm wondering if that's a change to the offense in any way, if you guys are doing less quick, hot stuff at the line of scrimmage. Am I off base there, and what's your take on the protection?
Yeah, I think you may have a point. I think the protection can be better. There's no doubt that we can be a little stouter, but at the same time, there are other things we can do, like you said, of trying to get the ball out quick, you know, finding opportunities to have some quick throws, some screens, some other ways to take their pass rush and the way they're getting after us and try to, you know, put us in a position of strength where we're going to use that to our advantage. So, you know, it's a combination of factors, but there's no doubt, you know, we're going to say this week, hey, we got to protect better. We got to hold up better, whether it's a play action pass, a drop back, a 3rd down. And, you know, anytime I can be more decisive or progress more quickly, I'm going to try to do that because an NFL pass rush is getting home quick, regardless of how good the protection is.
Kirk Cousins with us here on Grant and Danny. After the Redskins play, he joins us 11 o'clock here on Mondays. Kirk, take us through the touchdown throw to Chris Thompson and then the interception intended for Crowder. To me, similar kinds of plays where they brought pressure. One, you're able to take advantage. The other obviously didn't go your way.
Yeah, Chris did a great job on the linebacker, you know, creating separation and was able to dump it off to him. And then he did the rest. It was just a phenomenal play. When you look at it, at one point, there were probably 4 Eagles defenders who had a chance to tackle him. And he keeps his balance and finds a way all the way to the end zone. Those are the kind of plays that you love to see, you know, explosive plays where, you know, we couldn't draw it up perfectly. It's, you know, a 10-yard gain, but he turns into something more. That's exciting to see, and something, you know, we're going to need from other guys in our offense too throughout the entire season. So definitely want more of that going forward. And the interception, you know, was 100% my fault. You know, it was just a poor throw, and it was disappointing because it's 3rd and 5, and I think we can get the first down if that falls on Jameson, and maybe he scores. Who knows? And, you know, those are the kind of plays where I say we all look at different situations of the game where we say, if I make that play, if he makes that play, who knows if it's a different game. And certainly the interception felt that way.
It looked like he was open, and everything before the throw was good. I mean, the read was good. You decided he was the guy. I'd heard after the game maybe you had mentioned Terrell Pryor was on your mind too, if you could take us through that. But was it just that you kind of, for that second, threw off your back foot and it was just a kind of lazy lob ball or what?
Well, my eyes weren't in the right place. They had brought that cover zero pressure on the previous series in the red zone in the third quarter, and we had talked about some routes we wanted to get to versus that look, and I had Terrell on a similar route, and you know, I didn't have my eyes in the right place. When I had my eyes on the blitzer to try to buy time, then when I got my eyes up, I didn't really have a good feel for where the defenders were, where the receivers were, and that's kind of why the throw wasn't where it needed to be. So, you know, frustrating because that's a play that I feel like I own. I know a coverage that I've gone against many, many times. And you know, that's, I guess, where it's frustrating because you feel like, you know, I know how to do that in my sleep. And yet in the moment when it really mattered, it didn't get done. And, you know, you just have to move on now. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it except improve and the next game, you know, try to be better and keep allowing this offense to get stronger as the season progresses.
You mentioned getting stronger as the season goes on. That's been the case 2 years ago, 2015. Last year, 2016, you guys really picked up the pace. And then yesterday, I'm sure you guys were disappointed with the output. If you had the answer, I'm sure you'd just flip a switch and you guys would fix it and hit the ground running. But in your estimation, why do you think you guys have started off kind of slow each of your couple years as the starting QB here in Washington? Go back to the Miami game, Pittsburgh last year, and then yesterday. Whereas you guys have bigger and brighter things ahead, why have you started off slowly in your mind, Kirk?
Well, I think, you know, it's a combination of factors. But, you know, when you look around the league yesterday, I think, you know, a lot of offenses struggled. A lot of teams didn't, you know, come out firing on all cylinders. There were a lot of turnovers and, you know, plays and games that offenses want back. And I think that as I was watching the Packers-Seahawks game last night when I got home, I heard Troy Aikman say on the call that, you know, offenses tend to take a little time. Usually the defenses are a little more ready week one, and offenses tend to grow as the season goes on. And so, you know, we hope that's the case. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in offense. And as you try to find that identity each year and you know, bring in new players and figure out what works best for you, that takes 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it may be, to figure that out, hopefully. And, you know, once you get that going, then you expect to be humming and be in a better place.
First play from scrimmage, Kirk Cousins, our guest, live on Grant and Danny right now, drops back and chucks a ball 50-some yards in the air toward Terrell Pryor. He loses it in the sun. Was that something you guys have drawn up since Wednesday that you knew you were going to take that shot? Or he basically made it sound like he had no idea the ball was in the air until the crowd screaming, but I feel like a shot play like that on first down is pretty well telegraphed.
Yeah, those plays are devised. You know, we carry them all week, but it's really not until the day before the game that we're deciding what we're going to start with or what our openers are going to be. And, you know, that play had a variety of options in terms of where the ball could go based on coverage. So, there was a chance it goes to Vernon Davis. There was a chance it went to Jordan Reed. And there was a chance it went to Terrell. And based on what I saw, the coverage and you know, as we looked at the pictures after the series, I may have seen it wrong, but nevertheless, we were still able to get behind the defense. They didn't really get deep. And so it enabled me to make that throw. You know, that was where I felt like the ball needed to go and just try to put it over the top and get behind him and let him use his speed to go get it. But, you know, wasn't able to find it, and stuff like that happens. And you have to find ways throughout the rest of the game to make plays. And we did at times, and obviously we didn't do it enough.
Do you know, as the quarterback of this offense going in, just based on the packages or practice or whatever, like how much a guy like Josh Doctson's going to play? I was pretty surprised how little run he got considering he's healthy.
Yeah, I got that question yesterday as well. You know, I don't have a great understanding going into games of what the rotations are going to be or the personnel groupings. You know, when we're in our zebra personnel, we usually have Jordan Reed playing the tight end position, and you have three receivers. And yesterday that was, for the most part, Terrell, Jameson, and then Ryan Grant. And, And then it seemed like Josh was, you know, giving people a breather when those guys, you know, any one of those guys came out, they would move around and switch. And Josh was playing the Z, you know, in Ryan Grant's place at times. So those substitutions happen. I don't really think too much of them. I just throw to whoever's out there. But I'm sure as we go, there'll be further rotation and guys moving in and out, and we'll try to find the right combination that gives us the best chance to move the football and score points.
Hey, Kirk, what was that conversation? It looked fairly one-sided just from where the camera caught, but Trent Williams looked like he was looking right, and there was a defender that was to his left, and you got popped as a result of that. Forget exactly what happened on the play, but you and Trent exchanged some words. What was going on there?
Yeah. Well, I had made a protection call earlier in the game that really wasn't the best call for the moment, and so I ended up getting hit, and it was my own fault. The second time I made the call, it ended up, I think, being the right call, and Trent just misunderstood what he was supposed to do, and so I was trying to make sure that he got it corrected before the next play in case I had to do it again. So we were just kind of in between plays trying to make sure we're on the same page there when I make that call of what his role and responsibility is. But, it goes both ways sometimes.
Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny. What was your take on the lost fumble touchdown at the end of the game that got reviewed?
I instinctually right away just felt like it was a forward pass. And I looked back at the head ref and, I kind of looked at him like my arm's going forward. And he seemed to agree with me in the moment. But I thought for sure we're going to get the ball back. And that wasn't the call. So I don't know what to say. I haven't seen the TV copy where they go into detail and can show it in high definition. I just watched the film copy and certainly felt like my arm was going forward. But my opinion, I guess, doesn't matter much at that point.
Yeah, it was an incomplete pass, and I don't understand how you could watch video evidence of it and decide anything else. But let's jump to this here. Our fan question is presented exclusively by Justice Federal Credit Union, serving the justice and law enforcement community across the nation. Visit them at jfcu.org. It's from Mike in Leesburg. How do you put week one behind you and move on to week two? A tough opponent across the country, Kirk. When do you guys think you'll be over this one and ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, this is the NFL. Welcome to playing in the NFC East. It's going to be like this. So we have to expect it, embrace it, and understand that it's a part of playing this league, and this league's going to test you. And if it was easy, then it wouldn't be the NFL. So it's going to be a grind. We understand that. And we're so much better than what we did yesterday. And I think we start with, Tuesday going in, taking our medicine, watching the film, being coachable, communicating well with teammates to make sure we all know what we need to do to help us win. Get on the practice field Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and just have good three sharp practices and then fly out there to L.A. and have the right mindset and understand it's a long game. A 60-minute game, there's going to be mistakes throughout the game. We have to just keep playing and find a way at the end to come out on top. And I like our locker room. I like the character of our team. It is a long season. There's a lot of football left. And so, we have every reason to just go in there with a positive outlook, positive mindset, excitement for what's ahead, and just go play football, enjoy playing, and find a way to win.
You said you got home and got to watch a little of 4 o'clock games, Kirk. Sean McVay's Rams scored almost 50 yesterday.
Rang the bell a little bit.
Not a bad debut for your former coordinator and a friend of yours out in Los Angeles. And Jared Goff looked way better than he did last year under McVay's tutelage.
Wade Phillips' defense, not too shabby.
Anytime you have two interceptions returned for touchdowns and a safety, that's quite a day on defense. And it seemed like they did a really good job with everything from coverage, man coverage, to pressures, to stopping the run. And, a little bit that I watched so far, they look like a really good defense. And obviously, we have a lot of respect for Sean and that offense and the players they have. So, welcome to the NFL. It's going to be another game, and I'm sure it's going to come down to the final few minutes. And, we've got to be ready to make the plays in that moment when it happens.
Kirk, thank you as always, buddy. Good luck, good preparation this week. And, wash this one clean and go get him in L.A.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. There's Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny, the Redskins' starting quarterback. You've got a reaction to anything Kirk said, give us a shout. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. We'll get into some of what we thought about that conversation with Kirk next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.